I'm News Director Chantel Grove with your noon report. As of this morning, Carroll County Public Health is reporting positive COVID-19 test results for 8 individuals. At this time, 379 tests have been administered, with 351 returned negative. 28 test results are still pending, and of the 8 infections, 6 have recovered. Public Health Director Nikki Schwering says the Memorial Day holiday weekend will look different this year, with parades, ceremonies, and gatherings largely canceled. However, she urges everyone to take some time to visit the graves of fallen soldiers and loved ones privately in small groups. She adds, you can plan on inviting some friends and family to a backyard barbecue as long as you do it in a safe manner. She provides some tips on how to do that by encouraging frequent hand washing and having hand sanitizer easily available. While out, don't touch your face and use a tissue or your elbow to contain coughs or sneezes. Grilled food should be taken directly from the grill and placed on the person's plate. Avoid buffet-style serving. Households can sit together while maintaining the recommended physical distancing guidelines. The main thing, Schwering adds, is to make safety a priority while you are having fun. Past commander and current historian for Carroll American Legion, Maurice Dunn, Post Number 7, Wally Rose, says the placing of flags at the city cemetery for the Memorial Day weekend began 35 years ago with 12 flags. These were donated by family members of the deceased veterans.
And it's grown since then to 610. Each flag has the owner's name stamped on it and a little bit about his history, like whether he was served Vietnam or World War II or Korea or whatever, and what branch of service he's in. So that flag remains his forever.
Flags are added every year, and Rose says many families donate them back to the Legion following funerals. These are kept at the post, and some are on display there as well. On an annual basis, they have many volunteers that help with the placement of the different flags at the cemetery in honor of the close to 900 veterans buried there.
We have real good luck with volunteers on Memorial Day to put them out. Usually takes about an hour and a half to get them all out. That doesn't include the little flags on the graves. We do that Friday before on Memorial Day. And there's just about 800 little flags we put out. There again, we have a lot of volunteers to help. And about an hour in, we've pretty well got the cemetery covered.
That, however, will be different this year, as Legion members will be raising the flags themselves in order to ensure their ability to adhere to physical distancing guidelines related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The American Legion had also decided weeks ago that they would cancel the parade and ceremony, but Rose says there is something everyone can do to honor the men and women who have faithfully served our country.
They should go out to the cemetery, spend a few quiet moments just looking at the flags and understand what those veterans went through to deserve those flags, and spend some time honoring deceased veterans.
Rose adds, in a typical year, they will see a great many individuals and families at the cemetery over the course of the entire weekend. The Legion will raise the flags at 6 a.m. Monday, May 25th, and they'll be taken down at 6 p.m. that evening. Two drivers were lucky to escape serious injury after both of their vehicles rolled into a ditch Thursday evening. The Greene County Sheriff's Office, Jefferson and Grand Junction Fire Departments, and Greene County Emergency Medical Services responded to the scene of the two-vehicle accident on W Avenue and 230th Street east of Scranton at approximately 5:53 p.m. 30-year-old David Darby of Boone was northbound on W Avenue in a 2018 Dodge Ram, while 19-year-old Caden Wilson of Sherdan was eastbound on 230th. Wilson failed to stop the 2007 GMC Sierra at the posted sign and struck the Darby vehicle in the rear driver's side. The impact caused both trucks to roll into the ditch, with Wilson's coming to rest on its top. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts and only minor injuries were reported. Both vehicles were totaled. Wilson was cited for failure to obey a stop sign, failure to yield the right-of-way, and failure to stop in an assured clear distance. And spring is here and people are itching to get out and get active, but physical distancing guidelines have been limiting recreational opportunities. One of the ways it appears area residents are looking to enjoy the great outdoors while maintaining a safe distance is through bicycling. Owner of the Iowa Small Engine Center bike shop in Carroll, Chad Onken, says they have seen a phenomenal rush as of late.
All of our entry-level bikes went right away. So they told us just start back ordering stuff, and we've been back ordering. I think we got about 70, 80 bikes back ordered right now. And I'm seeing some of our new 2021 stuff is going to be more available than the 2020 stuff.
Onken says their sales are way up, and he is hearing this is also a national trend.
Just some of the stuff I was reading, like on the East Coast, some of the shops that have been around for years, they're saying their sales are up like 600%. Kids' bikes are up probably 300%. Now, like, e-bikes and stuff are really taking off, and that's the stuff that's funny is e-bikes and high-end road bikes are the stuff that we have availability of, so we're starting to sell some of that now.
Onken and his staff are spending more than 12 hours a day putting together new bicycles and doing repairs. And compared to previous years, trail traffic seems to have kept pace with the increased demand at the shop. Normally, on a ride between Carroll and Lakeview on the Sauk Rail Trail, a cyclist would see maybe 20 or 30 bikes. Now it's more common to see around 90 to 100, with riders almost constantly coming out of the Carroll area. Onken says it's great to see this kind of traffic because the Sauk Rail Trail is one of the best he has ever ridden on.
And it's one of the best in the country. I get a lot of people that ride. They come from out of state. They want to hit trails up. There's a Cowboy Trail in Nebraska, the High Trestle Trails by Brandred. People have gotten on the Sauk Rail Trail say it's just awesome. It's well-maintained. I mean, it's a flat rail trail. And then there's good stops about every 6 miles.
Onken says he sees a lot more children out riding bikes as a great option for a family outing during this unusual time. Onken adds that when he looked at bike accessory sales, they are currently seeing a doubling over what they typically sell this time of year. The ISEC bike shop is also able to meet the needs of customers seeking specialty bikes like sport, electric, and all-terrain tricycles. Onken adds that although the forecast for this weekend isn't great, he's hoping it won't be long before that turns around and people are able to get back out to enjoy the area trails. Still to come in your KCIM New News report, Puck Enterprises of Manning has acquired a connections and fittings company based out of Alabama. Carroll County Board of Supervisors will get a radio update at their upcoming meeting on Tuesday. And the forecast is gloomy, but the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is asking people to take safety precautions in a much different way this year. Welcome back to your 1380 AM and 95.1 FM KCIM New News. I'm Chantel Grove reporting. A Manning-based liquid transfer equipment manufacturer announces the acquisition of a hose connections and fittings company. Puck Enterprises made the announcement Friday that they have wholly acquired the manufacturer U.S. Coupling and Accessories, Inc. This will provide Puck Enterprises and their subsidiary, Bulldog Hose Company, better control on product lines and be a benefit to the customer base by streamlining delivery of premium products. We had been longstanding customers of U.S. Coupling, and our businesses really complement each other, says President and CEO Jeremy Puck. U.S. Coupling doesn't just bring the best couplings and fittings. They bring time savings, unrivaled machining capabilities, and they bring brilliant talent that will allow us all to continue advancing the markets that we both already serve. U.S. Coupling's Vice President Bob Gourlay says this merger is all about opportunities. Opportunity for U.S. Coupling as a company, for its employees, for its customers, and most importantly to Puck. U.S. Coupling brings Puck a technical manufacturing process that they never had before. It's my intention to exploit that process to create synergy for the group that Puck has assembled. U.S. Coupling's team and leadership will remain unchanged at their headquarters in Dothan, Alabama. Carroll County Board of Supervisors will be moving their regular meeting to 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 26th, in recognition of Memorial Day. This meeting will again be held digitally, and details on how to participate are included with this story on our website. Items on the agenda include an Iowa State Interoperable Communications System radio update from consultant Ray Freeman and a review of electrical proposals for the project. The board will discuss articles of agreement for the Workforce Development Chief Elected Officials Consortium and review for approval funding for a county substance abuse program. Anyone wishing to submit questions or comments on any agenda item can do so prior to Tuesday's meeting by emailing supervisors@carrollcountyiowa.org. Iowa pharmacists are being given the opportunity to expand the state's testing capabilities by providing both diagnostic and serology COVID-19 testing. Currently, Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic and Olwine Family Pharmacy are two independent businesses currently administering COVID-19 tests. Director of Communications and Digital Engagement for the Iowa Pharmacy Association, Allison Hale, says many other Iowa pharmacies are well positioned to also provide this service. They can either partner with a lab to send a collected specimen in for analysis, or they can test, analyze, and provide results at the pharmacy. As the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves COVID-19 tests, both models will increase in the coming weeks. All results from tests performed at an Iowa pharmacy will be reported to the Iowa Department of Public Health. with pharmacies located in all of Iowa's 99 counties, says Iowa Pharmacy Association Executive Vice President and CEO Katie Gaynor. There is a network of easily accessible sites for testing. Pharmacists are prepared to provide this important public health service. Although the forecast right now is a bit on the gloomy side for the Memorial Day weekend, many people may still be tempted to get out on the state's waterways. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources wants to make sure that people practice safe paddling over the holiday, but this year that means something entirely different than in the past, with a call for adherence to social distancing guidelines. People can easily keep the proper physical distancing while paddling, says Nate Hogeveen, River Programs Director for the DNR. But everyone needs to take extra precautions at the accesses, on the water, and while shuttling. Limit the size of the group to no more than 10 and paddle only with family and friends you know. Maintain a minimum of 6 feet in distance from others at all times, giving those ahead of you plenty of space to launch or load, and try to paddle lakes instead of rivers, which will help eliminate the need for shuttles. Only touch your own gear and, after your trip, sanitize surfaces. Make sure you bring along a supply of hand sanitizer or wipes. Avoid sharing your snacks and drinks, and do not gather on sandbars or raft up to others. An interactive paddler's map can be found with this story on our website. Sunday, May 24th is National Scavenger Hunt Day, and Let's Roam, a company dedicated to helping people explore and connect with the world and others around them, has set its sights on a new record. They are literally inviting everyone on the planet to join them in breaking the record for the world's largest scavenger hunt ever. For 24 hours, the estimated two-hour hunt will be open to registrants who can scavenge while practicing social distancing in their homes. The hunt will be facilitated through the Let's Roam app. Cost to take part is $40 per person or $149.99 for a group of four. This includes access, photos from the hunt, a commemorative t-shirt, and a record-breaking attempt certificate. More information and registration details can be found by following the link included with this story on our website. And those are just some of your local stories. For this Friday, May 22nd, I'm Chantel Grove reporting.